This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. The ALI. All right, so U.S. health officials are dropping the axe now on these high-risk alternative remedies. They are now targeting them and kind of cracking down on these unproven alternative remedies that may have dangerous ingredients. We're being told that the FDA issued a new proposal today for regulating homeopathic medicines, and these have been interweaved with mainstream medicine for so long that a lot of people don't even realize that what they could be taking could be dangerous, or they could be safe. But it's about time that the government got involved, even though I hate the government getting involved, but it's about time somebody is looking at these, quantitating the amounts of medications, looking at the side effects, and looking at the interactions with other medications. So, they say the vast majority of low-risk products will remain on the market. So for those of you that still like your, you know, vitamins or your echinacea or whatever, those, if they're low-risk, are going to still be available to you. Now, homeopathic products, all right, are treated as drugs under the law, but not supported by modern science. And most remedies contain heavily diluted drugs, vitamins, and minerals. Now, popular homeopathic brands include Zicam, Allergy Relief, Cold Ease. And according to FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, he said, "We respect that some individuals want to use alternative treatments, but the FDA has responsibility to protect the public from products that may not deliver any benefit and have the potential to cause harm." Now, homeopathic products are very similar to dietary supplements in that the FDA does not review their safety or effectiveness before they are sold. But unlike supplements, homeopathic medicines can state that they are intended for specific medical symptoms and conditions. So, now looking at homeopathic products, a lot of the homeopathic products, like you'll see, are these drops. And I'm a huge fan of homeopathy. The reason why is one of my original partners of our medical practice ended up becoming a homeopathic MD as well, and taught me a lot about constitutions and how medicines work. And I told you guys, when I had morning sickness, I called him up and I said, "This is bad. I don't know if I have to go to the hospital, you know, and get some Zofran or some IV." I think Zofran was very new. I don't even know if Zofran was actually widely available at the time. Now we give Zofran all the time. And he said, "Go to Trader Joe's and get some Epicac homeopathic drops." And I go, "Epicac, that's what we give kids to throw up, syrup of Epicac," even though we don't do it anymore, but we used to. And he's like, go get the drops. So I had my husband go to Trader Joe's, he got the drops, and the morning sickness stopped then and there. And this isn't placebo. I mean, we are talking me vomiting and not able to stop vomiting, almost going into a hyperemesis gravidarum. For me, the Epicac homeopathic drops worked. But see, here's the thing with homeopathy, and homeopaths will say this. Homeopathy isn't, all right, there's a product, it worked for Dahlia, and it'll work for the masses. Homeopathy is based on your constitution, and it's based on what your body is, and you know, if you, like, for example, let's say, okay, one of the constitutions looked at when you go potty. And so one of my colleagues said, after he eats, he always has to go poop. All right? Whereas some of us, we could eat and not have to poop for days. Or we could poop later on at a very predictable time. But there's some constitutions out there where you eat your meal, and you better be near a bathroom because you are going to have to poop within an hour or two, which is really interesting because it's not the food that's running down into your colon. It takes about 2 days passage to absorb, etc. But there is some gut stimulation that happens when you eat that triggers the colon to want to empty out contents from a couple days ago. Because it takes a couple days for the food to pass from the esophagus to the stomach, to the small intestine, to the large intestine, for all the nutrients to be absorbed, and then the large intestine or the colon absorbs the water from the food, and then churns it to make a poo-poo. And then we have poo-poo. All right. And some of it's stinkier than others, but anyway. And so with homeopathy, what they do is they figure out who you are in terms of your constitution, and then they prescribe the certain drops. So, thank heavens, Epicac drops were available at Trader Joe's for me to get, and I didn't have to go to a pharmacy, but that doesn't mean it helps everybody. So, the FDA may look at homeopathic remedies and go, well, wait a second, this diluted, and basically what they do is they dilute, where there's a minuscule amount of what is in there to help your body heal. So if Epicac makes somebody throw up, for me, the homeopathic remedy of it did the opposite effect. It's kind of like vaccines. We give you a killed version of the virus to make you immune, even though it's not supposed to be like a vaccine, but it kind of acts similarly to that. Same thing with allergies. When we desensitize you and you go through allergy shots, series of allergy shots, so you don't get allergic as much to pollen, it's a desensitization. And so, in a way, homeopathic drops kind of, and homeopathic remedies may work like that. Now, should the average homeopathic drop interfere with other medication? No, it's a diluted amount. The problem is there are supplements out there, and this is the crux of it, that claim they're homeopathic, but they may not be a true homeopathic remedy. They may be some natural supplement that has homeopathic on the label. Now, remember last year the FDA warned customers about the risks of those teething tablets marketed by Highlands Homeopathic when they were tied to seizures and deaths in infants and children. And when the FDA tested these homeopathic teething tablets, they found belladonna, high levels of it. And belladonna is a herb that could be poisonous. It's been used in low dosages in homeopathic medicine. But these weren't homeopathic drops. These were teething tablets. And they had too much of a substance in there that unfortunately caused baby death. In 2009, the FDA ordered Zicam to stop marketing products of zinc because people would spray it in their nose and they lost their sense of smell. So there has to be some oversight because some of these companies don't watch the amounts or they have other substrates in them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Cal.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Patrick and Manny and all the guys there at GCN making this show happen. I really do appreciate it and working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We know there's a lot you could be doing right now. You could be trying to watch Star Wars. You could be going Christmas shopping. You could be packing. And I really, really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to my show. Really do appreciate it. Or returning your Christmas gifts. That's what a lot of people are doing also. Remember we talked about how I'm in love with pharmaceutical companies, especially those that made erectile dysfunction drugs, because I credit them to saving millions and millions of men's lives. Well, another study has come out saying erectile dysfunction could be a red flag for heart disease. And men with erectile dysfunction should have a more rigorous cardiovascular assessment. You see, I'm not the only one. So apparently 30 million men in the United States have erectile dysfunction. And what exactly is erectile dysfunction? Well, there's a couple different types. One is you're becoming aroused and not getting blood down into the penis to create an erection such that you can have a sexual act. Or another form of erectile dysfunction is blood, you are able to form an erection, but it doesn't last long enough for you to finish the act. And so, and I'm sure there's other various degrees of it, but those are the two main types of erectile dysfunction. And it happens in men all too often. But what researchers found is that the same risk factors for heart disease appear to be the same risk factors for erectile dysfunction. And erectile dysfunction may be an early sign that you are at risk for a heart attack. And this is something I've been telling you guys for years. Nobody listens to me. But when it makes news, then, you know, everybody's like, all right, well, you know, why doesn't Dr. Dolly ever say that? I've been saying that for years. They say previous research has suggested that men with ED, erectile dysfunction, are at greater risk of developing cardiovascular disease. But according to researchers in the study, the association between erectile dysfunction and subclinical cardiovascular disease has been unclear. So we want to catch you before you have full-blown arteriosclerosis or heart disease. Researchers, including Dr. Chukwuemeka Osundu of Baptist Health South Florida, Miami-Dade, as well as we had Mount Sinai Medical Center researchers and Florida International University. Anyway, what they did is they reviewed multiple studies. I think they looked at, they did a systematic review of 28 prior studies and found a link between erectile dysfunction and impaired endothelium. Endothelial dysfunction. Now, endothelial dysfunction is an early sign of arteriosclerosis where plaque builds up in the arteries, but the endothelial suction function happens when your blood vessels cannot fully dilate and allow blood to flow through. So if you don't have relaxed blood vessels, you can't get blood into the penis for sex, and you also can't bring blood to the heart or other vital organs. The other thing they found subclinically, which could affect you, is an increase in carotid intimal media thickness. Now, we call it carotid media intima thickness, which is also a mark of arteriosclerosis, where if you have thicker medias or internal linings of the carotid arteries, that also prevents more flow. And carotids bring blood up to the brain. So, you know, what this does is this reminds us, which has been something I've talked about on the show now for years, where if one body part is affected, no matter how distal and separate it is from your heart or your brain, they're connected. So, I've said this many times before, and I have to say this again. Men used to not want to go to the doctor. I don't blame them. Okay? Guys were tough. I gotta take off my jacket. I'm getting all heated up here because I'm just so passionate about this subject. I don't know why my studio is so hot. Alright, now I try to take off my jacket and now my jacket won't come off. Why won't my jacket come off? No, I don't have pits. No, I'm not even sweating. Do I have pits? No, I don't have pits. No, I put my deodorant on. Okay, anyway, I took off my jacket. So anyway, there. Good. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia news team is. If the Dr. Dahlia news team showed up to work, they could help me take off my jacket. Oh, I'm in a really pretty dress. I'm in a green dress for Christmas. Yay, I'm all dressed up for Christmas. Okay, anyway, so back to this. So, men, it was the culture, and I don't blame men for this, okay? You didn't run to the doctor every time you needed something. In the 1940s and 50s and 60s, you manned up. You were studly. You were a dude. Hey, now, if you had a sore throat, you drink some whiskey. If you had a cough, you drink some whiskey. You'd plow through it. If it got bad, yeah, you went to the doctor. And so men were more commonly healthy until the day they died. They would all of a sudden have a heart attack at work or on the street or whatever, keel over and die. And men and heart disease, we know being male, there's more of a risk factor for heart disease. They don't know if it's a testosterone issue. They don't know if it's because there's a variety of things. One theory is it's because when men do feel chest pain, many times they wouldn't say anything. They're like, oh, it's some heartburn. It's some indigestion. They didn't think that it was angina, coronary vasospasm, or, you know, early heart disease. So they would tough it out until it was a bad one and they died. My father was the same thing. My father hated going to the doctor. That's not what guys do. Guys don't go to the doctor. Women do. It's a woman thing. Women have to go and get the girly parts checked out. Women do that. No, they don't, Dad. Okay, you got to go to the doctor. Nah, baby girl, leave me alone. I left him alone, and unfortunately, he died of a heart attack. Massive heart attack. Now, some men, though, no regrets dying that way. Because also of that culture and of that generation is you didn't want to be sick. You didn't want to have anybody taking care of you. You know, my father was of that generation, and he even said, I don't want to be like my cousin where I was in the hospital and somebody had to take care of me. I want to die at home. I don't ever want to be a burden on anybody. I don't want anybody to have to take care of me. And that's a thinking that we're starting to progress away from, luckily. And now it's like, yeah, if I need an enema, give me an enema. I'm good with that. But that culture of no, okay, nothing's wrong with me. I don't need your help. Leave me alone. I'm good. That was the culture. We doctors made fun of it, and, you know, we wives yelled at our husbands, and we thought people were being stupid, but I get that. I get that cultural thinking, and it's not even, it wasn't even American. It was also German and Russian and Middle Eastern and Italian, and you know, it's like, I'm good, leave me alone. Now, they may secretly tell their wives, I'm in trouble, give me something. But in terms of the masses and out in the public, they wouldn't say. So we couldn't get men to go to the doctor. And when I was in medical school, and this was before Viagra became approved, we were told men are going to not want to come to the doctor. When they do, they're going to be sicker than women because they will have waited longer. Now, maybe now that's not politically correct to say 20 years later, but back then we had to be really honest. Okay, we weren't as PC, and we were like, look, you know, a woman is more likely to come in and, you know, tell us what's going on with her because she needs to, you know, keep the nest running. And so, you know, she's like, look, give me whatever I need to do. I can't take a day off being sick. I got to pick up the kids. I got to do this. I got to do that. And so by the time a man would come in, he would unfortunately would probably be at a higher degree of severity with his pneumonia, his heart disease, or whatever. Then comes Viagra, and women were coming and asking for the Viagra. I had a whole bunch of women coming in when I was in training saying, my husband wants Viagra, so I'm here to get a prescription. And I'm like, hell no, he has to come in. She's like, thank you. I'll tell him that. And men were sending their women in to pick up the Viagra, and we doctors want to do it. Malpractice suits, or, you know, we're plentiful, and, you know, why are we going to prescribe something for somebody else? No, you get your butt in here. So guys were reluctant at first, and then they did. They're like, I don't want to tell a woman that I'm having problems in the bedroom. But they wanted this medicine so damn badly that they did. And all of a sudden, by the time we hit the early 2000s, we had a culture of men saying, yeah, I take Viagra. Men joking about it. It being all over the commercials. Men in bathtubs in the middle of a forest holding hands with their naked wife. Guys didn't care if people knew that they needed a Viagra every now and then. It didn't become taboo. And when you came into my office saying, look, I need Viagra, I go, I'm going to check your heart. And it wasn't because I thought you were going to have a heart attack in bed. It was because if you're having blood flow issues to the penis, then you're going to have blood flow issues to the heart. So when we come back, we'll tell you guys what the shared risk factors are and what should you do, especially if you don't have health insurance. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Obamacare enrollment has ended, okay? I believe as of December 15th, you had your opportunity to enroll. Prices did go up, I think, by 30% in some states. Sounds like millions of consumers found themselves pretty unhappy with their choices and what they were able to purchase, and many didn't. I don't have the numbers as of yet as to how many people who purchased insurance before said to hell with it this year. You have a lot of people still in limbo wondering what President Trump is going to do because the Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land. The individual mandate is supposed to be repealed in this latest tax bill. Whether the GOP tax bill will make it through or not, we still have yet to say, but it is looking good. But still, the Affordable Care Act is the law of the land. And here we are talking about how if you need Viagra, you can be at risk for heart disease. And that's all fine and dandy, me telling you and the research authors telling you to go get a heart check. But what if you don't have insurance? What are you supposed to do? Well, one, let's quickly review what are the risk factors for heart disease and also erectile dysfunction. Well, if you have high blood pressure, that's going to affect your heart as well as blood flow to your genitals. If you have high cholesterol, that's going to cause arteriosclerosis, plaquing of the arteries. If you have diabetes, the sugary, sticky blood is also going to accelerate sticky plaques. If you smoke, if you're a man over age 45, women over age 55, it used to be men over 40 and women over 50, but they changed that. Now men over age 45 or women over 55 for heart disease, but for erectile dysfunction, men over the age of 45, physical inactivity, stress, obesity. So all of those can not only affect the heart, but could affect erectile dysfunction. And again, if you're having blood flow issues to one body part, you're probably having blood flow issues to other body parts. Okay? In medicine and in science, it just doesn't affect one particular thing. Okay? When arteriosclerosis happens, or issues with your endothelial function, which researchers found, okay, poor endothelial function where the blood vessels don't relax, when your body decides to do that, they don't go, you know what? We're just going to affect the vessels of the, what do you guys feel like? Bob, what do you think today? Oh, why don't we just affect the vessels of the penis? So he'll have erectile dysfunction and we'll all have a laugh about it. That's not how it works. Okay, if you have dysfunction of a blood vessel, the body doesn't care where that blood vessel goes to. Whether it goes to the brain, whether it goes to the heart, whether it goes to the liver, whether it goes to the stomach. You know, people with diabetes have stomach issues. Well, is it because they're not getting good blood flow to the bowel? I'd say yes. People with diabetes also have eye issues, kidney issues. Yeah, you have an issue with your blood vessels or sticky plaques and lack of good blood flow or immunity, whatever. It's going to affect everything. So what do you do if you don't have health insurance? Okay, well, first, checking your blood pressure. Getting something checked and getting something treated are two different things. Okay? Many times when you walk into the doctor and you say, look, check everything, it's going to be expensive. But there are some things you could do inexpensively. First, if you smoke, you got to get off the smokes. Okay? Just get off the smokes. You have to. I'm not a big fan of vaping. I don't think we should be using vaping. In fact, in other countries, they recommend to not vape because we still don't know the truth behind these chemicals and if they cause any serious, you know, side effects eventually down the line because your lung linings are very different and may not like food colorings and all the fancy stuff they put in vaping liquid. However, I will say with the data I have now, if you want to temporarily vape, okay, we're talking like a month or two at most to get off smoking. I'm not going to be that upset by it because getting off smoking is so life-saving. But if the average person vapes a year to get off smoking, I don't know if it's worth it, assuming you're actually really going to get off smoking. Okay, so smoking you can handle. If you're a man over age 45, you can't handle that. Okay, so don't sweat that. You're aging. It happens. Better than the alternative. If you're not physically active, you've got to start getting more physically active. And I'm not saying running marathons, but start doing, you know, try to get up to 12,000 steps a day. Walk around the house. Walk back and forth in your living room while you're watching TV. Walk back and forth. Walk back and forth while you're listening to music. Walk outside. I don't care if it's too cold. Then, you know, walk the dog. Walk around the kitchen table and then switch so you don't, you know, bother one side of one of your hips, you know, with the, centrifugal force. Okay? Stress, lots of ways to lower your stress. Losing weight. You can lose weight. Doesn't cost money to lose weight. For some people, yeah, they may have to get bariatric surgery, but you could cut your calories. You could cut your carbs. Now, with diabetes, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Now, for your blood pressure, you could easily get that check for free at these Walgreens, pharmacy, Walmart pharmacy. They have these blood pressure cuffs. Now, are they the most accurate? I don't want to say they're 100% accurate, but you check yourself pretty often, and you go to a variety of them. There's a way to check your blood pressure for free. Getting your cholesterol and your diabetes checked. Many places offer free screens for cholesterol and diabetes. Make sure you're fasting And they could do the finger prick, or they could do a, you know, but there's ways to get, look them up online, but there's ways to get free screening. So you could get your cholesterol, your diabetes number fairly inexpensively. If you have a friend that has a diabetic a blood sugar machine, you could ask them for, again, a brand new needle. All needles should be clean. You could ask them to prick your finger and to check your blood sugar. Or you could do it yourself. So there's, make sure you're fasting, okay? No food, you know, for 8 hours prior to your test. Or check it 2 hours after you eat. You could send the numbers to me. So that's a way for free you could check these things to know if you're at risk. Now, to be treated is a whole different story. Now, many high blood pressure medicines aren't that expensive. All right, there's a lot of generics out there that you could get that are inexpensive. Same thing with cholesterol and diabetes. So you can get these medications fairly inexpensive. Now, what about the going to the doctor? Going to the doctor is the tough part. And it's not so much the doctor fees, but he's going to want to do your blood work. Well, if that's the case, you may have to try to find these free clinics or these, you know, subsidized clinics through the state. Everyone's like, oh, but the doctors aren't that good. No, they're very good. Okay, the medical providers are excellent. Well, Dr. Dahlia, I don't want to go to those because there's, you know, students there. So what? For every student, you have a board-certified, very well-versed attending supervising them. You know, so now you got two minds. And these students are smart puppies because they just got their physiology and their anatomy and their biochem and their pharmacology and their pathology. So don't underestimate these students. You need free care. You need somebody that will write the medication, okay? You need, and you can always run stuff by me. You can always email me. Getting the blood work now, you're going to have official blood work. You can't just do little tests on little finger stick tests. You're going to get official blood work. But many of these labs understand that a lot of people out there did not buy Obamacare. There are now more underinsured and uninsured patients than we expected to have. And labs want to get your business. And they have cash discounts because that is money in the bank. Rather than waiting for an insurance company to say, nah, we're not paying you because the patient has a deductible, go try and collect. A patient without insurance who is willing to pay cash will pay that money up front. And many labs are very, very happy for your business. And you need to call each lab and find out what the price is. So there are things you can do. And depending on your state or the health department or certain screens that certain charities may do or churches may do, Lifeline Screening has some great prices as well. Check out Lifeline Screening. So there's a lot of things that you can do to check your heart, et cetera. An EKG, very easy, inexpensive. Yeah, you probably need a stress test where we walk you on a treadmill. Maybe we do an ultrasound of the heart. Maybe do an ultrasound of your carotid arteries. But, you know, these are things that you could do that are very, you know, very proactive and don't have to be that expensive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we get back, we've got to hit more news. Puerto Rico governor orders a recount of the hurricane death toll. Wait till you hear how many people died because of Hurricane Maria. And we'll get some more news. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Puerto Rico governor orders a recount of the hurricane death toll and wants to review certified deaths that have occurred since Hurricane Maria. Weeks after It has happened. Various news outlets have pointed to a whole variety of different numbers of storm fatalities. And they say the government has attributed 64 official deaths to the storm and its aftermath. But the New York Times and the Center for Investigative Reporting in Puerto Rico have used vital statistics data to show that the number of deaths in the weeks after the storm far exceeded those of the same time in previous years. And the death count is now being put at over 1,000. Governor Ricardo Rossell told the Washington Post last week that there was, quote, no intent to hide the number of deaths relative to the storm and that accountability broke down in the wake of Hurricane Maria. But his government is committed to reevaluating death certificates that attributed many of the casualties to natural causes. So we've talked about this. How do people die? You know, what gets counted? Well, we're going to talk about that in a second. Let me finish what they say here. The governor said, we always expected that the number of hurricane-related deaths would increase as we receive more factual information, not hearsay, and this reveal will ensure we are correctly counting everybody. Well, their number at 64 and other outlets and analyses number at 1,000, that's a big, huge discrepancy. So they say the government is now going to re-examine medical records, interview family members, call doctors for more information to determine whether deaths identified as natural need to be reclassified. And Rossello cited the time it took to determine the final death toll for Hurricane Katrina. It took a while, and they said, look, can you give us some patience and some time? It just happened like months ago. I think it's been nearly 3 months. Maria had knocked out power lines across the island. Thousands had been left in the dark. I think we still have people still not having power. Physicians had described horrific conditions inside hospitals and nursing homes in the immediate aftermath after the storm due to the lack of power. And they say today, and this is being reported by Washington Post, less than half of the island has little or unreliable access to electricity, making life extremely difficult for the sick and elderly who depend on life-saving medical equipment, medicine, and obviously treatment to save their lives. Families consistently recounted stories to media outlets about loved ones dying after failing to receive dialysis treatments or when their respirators failed during the crisis. So Puerto Rico government has also documented 4 suicides and several other deaths that have been related to a bacterial outbreak. So the governor says he welcomes the news analysis, but the government, quote, cannot base any official fatality related to the hurricane count on statistical analysis. So basically, you can't say, well, we projected if these people died in this county, then the overall death rate was no. He wants, you know, he wants actual, like true numbers. He said every life is more than a number, and every death must have a name and vital information attached to it, as well as accurate accounting of the facts related to their passing. And I agree with that. You know, in his defense, even though the number 64 is far different from the number 1,000, and, you know, conspiracy theorists would say, yeah, they're, you know, they could be trying to hide something so it doesn't affect their tourism. In his defense, with all the fake news and media outlets wanting to have catchy, grabby headlines, 1,000 is a nice, beautiful, round number. And I've seen media outlets say, yeah, close to 1,000. How close? Well, it was 650. Say that's 652. You see what I mean? I mean, you know, we really need, especially coming to something like this, you know, where their economy is already in major jeopardy, let's get an accurate number. And you know, you don't want to scare the people that are living there, you know? So Governor Rossello provided a flowchart detailing the process by which the government has been documenting the deaths using guidelines by the CDC. They have, officials in Puerto Rico have acknowledged failures in the documentation, complicated by telecommunication difficulties. Now, mind you, all right, they just dealt with this hurricane. So people are like, are you kidding me? This is 2017. Yeah, but it's 2017 where half the, you know, country doesn't have power. So, or electricity. So, you know, I would say cut them some slack. Give them, you know, give them some time. But basically, you have the, you know, the direct causes of death from flooding, from drowning, from the storm. Electrocution, being hit by a tree or a piece of house, being impaled by a piece of wood that flew from hurricane, you know, winds. So those are direct deaths That could happen. Then you could have, well, we got an infection, a drug-resistant infection, or we got a pathogen from the dirty water, you know, or we didn't have our medicines for 3-4 days, or we got sick, or we got the flu, and because our bodies were stressed from the conditions. So heart attacks. You know, maybe you are prime, you know, ready to have a heart attack. But, you know, it takes the stress of being displaced and homeless and in a flood-ridden house to induce the heart attack. That heart attack is going to come with the come under the number of the hurricane. That's how it works. So, hearts and prayers are still with people in Puerto Rico. It hasn't made the news much because it's not as newsworthy as some of the other things going on, but they're still being affected seriously. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Twitter is going to ban threatening accounts starting today. Twitter says it is going to enforce a fresh set of guidelines to reduce abusive and violent content. The new rules target hate symbols, abuse, and unwanted sexual advancements. They say one clause effectively prohibits accounts from associating with hate groups. According to this clause that they have with Twitter, because they want to, you know, make Twitter a, quote, safer place, they say you may not make specific threats of violence or wish for the serious physical harm, death, or disease of an individual or group of people. This includes, but is not limited to, threatening or promoting terrorism. You may also not affiliate with organizations, whether by their own statements or activity, both on and off the platform, use or promote violence against citizens to further their causes. Twitter says any accounts that fail to abide by this rule will be permanently suspended. Now, I guess the Britain First, which is a far-right, I guess, nationalist British political organization, has been suspended. There's been anti-Muslim videos, and there's been a whole variety of things that Twitter has, I guess, decided to come in and step in on. There has been some concern that is Twitter going to extrapolate this and include right-leaning groups that don't promote violence. They said Twitter temporarily banned actress and activist Rose McGowan after she posted a private phone number. That's in violation of the platform's terms of service. McGowan had also been using the platform to call out sexual harassment in Hollywood, posting a series of tweets about Harvey Weinstein. Thousands of female Twitter users like Elizabeth Banks, Chrissy Teigen, were quick to condemn Twitter's decision to suspend McGowan and boycotted the platform. So here's the thing. The silencing. Twitter is in a bad place with this because, you know, they don't want to look like they're infringing on freedom of speech. But you have so much hate, you have so much fake news, you have so much inciting of violence that happens on these that I believe Facebook, Twitter, these social media sites do have a duty to clean stuff up. You know, you weren't allowed to put nude photos and hate up on college billboards. I mean, maybe you were as long as it was for the right side. I don't know. But anyway, correct side. But, you know, you weren't supposed to, you know, be able to do that in any other format. I couldn't put an ad in a newspaper that had, you know, certain sentiments or political sentiments, you know. But now, people do that all the time. Now, it would be very interesting to see if Twitter eliminates more conservative than liberal sites. But right now they're saying it has to do with hate and violence. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse toxins, chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this? Weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.